From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Do you know that 17 veterans per day take their own lives? That breaks out to one every 85 minutes. That's 6,000 men and women who have served our country that die every year from suicide. In fact, 1,315 of these souls took their lives in the Midwest alone last year, 109 from Wisconsin. My next guest has dedicated his life to preventing these deaths. His name is Lonnie Rethaber. He is the executive director of Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. We're here to talk about the efforts of Lonnie and his amazing group and the amazing dogs that are paired with veterans. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Lonnie. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Maggie. I appreciate being here today.
So let's start at the beginning, or sort of the most basic. Why are canine companions so incredibly effective at helping veterans that are struggling with mental health and other issues like PTSD?
I think my personal opinion, there's a lot of scientific data that goes across this, but my personal opinion is dogs have been with us for 20 to 40,000 years. And it's scientifically proven that in the dog's DNA, that dogs know how to recognize facial expressions. They know how we act and feel. It's the closest animal to us besides the cat. You know, and I think that's why. I think we just have this relationship that goes back to our beginning, as humans.
So, Lonnie, I wanted to ask you about this because I have this discussion with my friends that swear by cats, and I don't have anything against cats. But cats don't work as well for this purpose as well as dogs do. There's something particularly unique about the canine-human bond. So can you talk to us a little bit more about that? What are the things that dogs can be trained to identify when it comes specifically to these mental health, anxiety, PTSD, depression, night terrors, those kinds of things? What is it about dogs that makes them so much better able at identifying humans, frankly, in some crisis?
So the core thing that we teach here is our dogs are alert to cortisol. Cortisol is what the hormone that we give off when we have the fight or flight, or our sympathetic nervous system is engaged, which is the fight, flight, or freeze. And that's what most veterans suffering from PTS are dealing with daily. That cortisol is just constantly being dumped into their system, and they're always either in fight or flight. And that's the biggest thing. And our dogs are taught how to smell that, alert the veteran to that issue. And then they're taught to do deep pressure therapy, which is a tactile stimulation that gives pressure to the veteran that engages our parasympathetic nervous system, which is kind of, if you look at the sympathetic as our gas pedal, the parasympathetic is kind of our brake pedal. And that's the core of our program, is what our dogs do. But I think all dogs, for the most part, know how to do this. I think us as humans don't allow the dog to do its job most of the time. I always talk about when people come home from work and they're a little hungry, a little hangry maybe, and they come home, and what's the first thing that happens? A lot of times, you know, that dog's jumping on you and wanting to get it, show some love. And a lot of times we kick the dog out or say, I got to make supper first or something like that. If we just take 5 minutes and just love on that dog, I think our nights would be a lot better.
Well, Lonnie, I'm going to now use you as an excuse for spending even more time with my little dog, Finny, when I get home from work every day. So I was reading up about Patriot Canines. You are based out of Wausau, but you serve veterans across a broad geographic area. I wanted to ask you, what does it mean when you write that dogs can do deep pressure therapy to activate the parasympathetic nervous portion of our nervous system?
So deep pressure therapy is more of a tactile stimulation. People with autism using weighted blankets or weighted purses, weighted backpacks. It's proven, I guess the best way to analogy is you swaddle a baby, you wrap a baby in a blanket really tight, and it helps the baby calm down and that works for us too. What's the scientific terminology? I couldn't give it to you because I have somebody that teaches that here that's qualified to answer that question a little bit better than I am. But that's the basically how it works. And every person likes deep pressure therapy a different way. We teach dogs to lay on people's chests. People can lay down, cross their lap, cross their feet. Some of our dogs are big enough where just the weight of the dog's head on the lap helps. Mm. Me personally, I like when the dogs, when I'm standing and giving talks and things like that, both of my dogs are taught to post, which is dog is in between my legs and I can kind of squeeze the dog. And we also teach the 5-4-3-2-1 method, which is using our senses with the dog. So the first thing I always feel when I have the dog between my legs is the dog's heat and the dog's breathing, and I can even feel the dog's heartbeat sometimes. So it really takes what's going on in my head, and I focus it on my dog. And that takes practice, and we practice that with our veterans for almost 6 months. I always tell everybody, we're kind of rewiring your brain. Doesn't just happen overnight. You got to learn how to do some of these things, just like any type of therapy.
Folks, that's Lonnie Ruthauber. He is the executive director of Patriot Canines of Wisconsin, a nonprofit organization based in Wausau, serves vets throughout the region that trains psychiatric service dogs and pairs them with vets who are impacted by military-related post-traumatic stress, have suffered a TBI or a traumatic brain injury, or those who have experienced military-based sexual trauma. What's different about Patriot Canines? There are a number of organizations that do pair service dogs with vets. What sets apart your organization, Lonnie?
So we use the community model of training service dogs versus the national model. And that's something that the industry is trying to go away from, coining two different types. But that's basically what we do. I always call us a little bit of a hybrid because we do train the dogs for almost a year prior to them being matched with a veteran. But then we train and finish the dog off over a 6 month period. So a veteran has to commit to our program for 6 months versus some of the other organizations. You may get paired with a dog, spend a weekend with them training. Some of them are up to 2 weeks. That's more of the national model. The dog is completely finished, and they teach the veteran how to handle the dog over a short period of time, and they go home with the dog. We're spending 6 months with that veteran and that dog together. I always tell the veterans, I'm inducting you into the canine lifestyle, because mm-hmm. that's what it is. Everywhere you go, it's like having a baby. You know, everywhere you go, you got to plan with taking your dog with you, because you need that dog to be with you as a service dog, and you need to plan for that. So that's the difference.
It is. You're thinking about both of you together all of the time. And that takes a lifestyle adjustment that I think people do need some time to grow into. Lonnie, your story about how you got involved with Patriot Canines is quite touching and unique. Could you share with our listeners a bit about how you got involved in this organization?
Sure. Well, I ran a local trucking company. I was the operations manager. It was veteran-owned, veteran-operated. I'm a veteran as well. And every year we did a campaign for Christmas for a local nonprofit that serves veterans. And in 2018, we picked Patriot Canines. I didn't start this organization. A lady named Sarah Tewitt did. She started it and got us off the floor, so to speak, which took a lot of work. We had Sarah come and speak at our Christmas party, and I kind of fell in love with the organization. I have trained dogs for a long time. I'm in the sport of Shih Tzu or IGP, IPO. It's been many different names over the years. It's basically competition. I guess I hate using the word police dog, but it's kind of similar to police dog work. I've been doing that for almost 20 years now. And I asked Sarah, I was like, hey, I want to volunteer. And she, I don't think she thought it was serious, because I think a lot of people say I want to volunteer and they really never really do. So about a couple of weeks went by and she never got back to me. So I called her up. I'm like, hey, I want to volunteer. So I started volunteering and helped get us into the building we're currently in and things like that. And up until that point, everybody was 100% volunteer. And I was here at lunch one week with Sarah doing something. And she goes, I really need to hire somebody because this is getting bigger than I can handle part time. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll do it. And long story short, I gave up 22 years in the trucking industry and came here. And after a while, Sarah left due to medical reasons. And I took over the executive director role. I started here as a program development manager, though. That was my title when I started here.
Wow, that is Lonnie Runthaber. He's been the ED at Patriot Canines of Wisconsin since 2021. How many vets have has your organization paired with a canine companion over the lifetime of the organization?
107 graduates to date, and we have another 15 that are scheduled to graduate by August, and we're starting another class this year of 5 that will probably graduate in January of 2026.
107.
Doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, with 18 months to 2 years of training per dog, that's a lot.
I was just going to say, how long does it take for each dog? Because that's the amount of skill and training time and hours with each of these animals. And then, frankly, training the vet that's going to be the owner of the animal on how to handle the animal to build that relationship. You said 18 months. Do you have any idea what the total number of like training hours it is?
The veteran themselves with the dog have to have 300 training hours just themselves. And wow. I imagine the dog are with a trainer nonstop. We have our prison program at Red Granite Correctional Institute. Those trainers there are with the dogs 24/7. So it's thousands of hours per dog.
Thousands of hours per dog. I want to ask you a little bit more about that training program at Red Granite, because in my view of this, Lonnie, you're doing such good both on the initial training end, working with those incarcerated persons, and on the back end with the veterans, because dogs bring goodness wherever they are to whomever is interacting with them. Folks, our special guest, in celebration, in acknowledgement, and in deep reverential respect for our vets and our military, our special guest for Memorial Day is Lonnie Runthaber. He is the Executive Director of Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. As Lonnie just told each and every one of you, they have 107 dogs that have gone through their program and been placed with veterans, 15 in the training program today. To put that in context, folks, helping each and every one of those vets, hopefully we can take the number of vet suicides, which was 109 in 2021, down to 0. Every dog coming out of Lonnie's program is one small canine paw print step in the right direction in that regard. We're going to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to be right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Memorial Day. Stay with us. We'll be back with Lonnie and more discussion of Patriot Canines after these brief messages.